Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Somebody say curse, 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 curse. And now let's just stop. Is there any way that that kind of thing happening to you could be the will of God?
No.
In the New Testament, in the New Covenant?
No.
Now you got the right answer, but you do understand you are the small minority.
Yes.
That could say that adamantly. But are we reading the Bible?
Yes.
Verse 32, your sons and your daughters shall be given to another people, and your eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long, and there'll be no might in your hand. Your sons and daughters will be taken away from you by other people, and you won't have that relationship anymore. You won't have that time to be with them, and there won't be anything you can do about it. That's a curse.
Yeah.
I said, that's a curse. I didn't say it. The Lord said it. Does the curse of the law involve things with your family?
Yes.
And with your kids? And with your relationships? Keep reading. The fruit of your land, all your labors, shall a nation which you don't know eat up. You shall be only oppressed and crushed always. Somebody will come in, they'll run over you, they'll take everything you got and destroy you.
Wow.
No way that could be the will of God. It's a curse.
No way. No.
And Christ has redeemed me from this.
Amen.
You'll be mad for the sight of your eyes, which you shall see. You see, involved in these things are mental anguish and emotional distress. That's part of the curse of the law.
Yeah.
Now skip down to verse 41. You'll beget sons and daughters, but you shall not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity. You'll have sons and daughters, but you won't enjoy them. They'll go into captivity. There's all kinds of forms of captivity. Drug addiction, sex addiction, spending addiction, problems with the authorities, all kind of, right? And just back up to that first part, you'll have the sons and daughters, but you what? You won't enjoy them. People have just come to accept that even little ones have to be so undisciplined and so unhappy and screaming and yelling all the time that you don't enjoy them. People are pulling out their hair, and it gets worse when they get older. The teenagers lie, steal, sneak out of the house, cuss you out. This is a curse.
Yes.
It's not supposed to be in the house of the blessed.
Right.
Not to say that you never have to have some discussions and deal with some things, but we're supposed to enjoy.
Yes.
Come on, did you hear that word? We're supposed to enjoy our children and our sons and daughters.
Yes.
We're supposed to enjoy them. That's the blessing.
Yes.
Anything else is the curse. Christ.
Come on.
Now see, the enemy will try to say, yeah, but so much has happened and it's just too hard in the world these days. Yeah, you believe that more than you believe Christ has redeemed you from the curse of the law. How many believe the Lord is so powerful? God is so smart. He's so wise. He's so powerful. How many ways does He have of doing things, of getting to people, of changing situations, of moving on hearts and minds if somebody would dare to believe Him? If somebody would stand up to the devil's junk and say, no, you may do that in all the households on our block, but not in our house. No, in Jesus' name, we command you to stop in your operations, cease in your maneuvers. You cannot have my children. You cannot have our babies. You cannot ruin our relationship. We will enjoy our children and our sons and daughters and our grandchildren. You got to be able to say that when it doesn't look like it and it doesn't feel like it. You got to be able to talk faith. Faith calls those things that be not as though they were. Especially when you got all kind of people not even going to church, not even praying, not even believing in God, not even trying to do anything right. Somebody in this thing needs to believe God.
Right.
Is that right? Somebody needs to take a stand. Instead of just flying off the hand and cussing people out and doing all that kind of stuff. Somebody needs to do something else. You know who that somebody is? That's us.
Amen.
We do something different. We do this. We do this. We resist the devil. We are the redeemed and we say so. We know what we've been redeemed from. So we stand on it. We talked about this in earlier points, but it's a good reminder. The blessing is many things. It's the power of God. It's the favor of God. It's the goodness of God. But three big things that we've talked about in this study. One is that the blessing is the power to get. Remember Deuteronomy 8:18? It's the Lord your God. You'll remember Him. He's the one that gives you the power to get wealth or things, or it's the power to get. Now you hear people say, well, we shouldn't be thinking about getting. Well, you can be religious if you want to, but you need some stuff.
Amen.
You wouldn't be sitting in this building unless we had got the building.
Amen.
At some point we had to get it.
Amen.
Nobody'd be watching online on these cameras unless there was a time when we said we got to get the cameras. We got to get it. Wherever you're staying, there was a time when you got it. You got the place to stay. If you rode here in a car, how'd that happen? There was a point where you got the car, right? You got it. If you hadn't got it, you wouldn't have it. So the blessing, part of the blessing, is power to get what you need and even some good things you want. But also, the blessing is the power to enjoy good things. It's the power to enjoy. Now we've already covered this, but you might not have been here. So hold your place here and go to Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes, and you'll find this in three different places in this book of Ecclesiastes. You'll find Ecclesiastes 2 and Ecclesiastes 3 and 5. But for time's sake, go to 3:12. I'm going to read this in the Complete Jewish Bible, the CJB. It says, I know that there is nothing better for them, as mankind, to do than to be happy and enjoy themselves as long as they live. Now, boy, you know, if you hear a lot of people, you wouldn't think that verse was in the Bible. Still, the fact that everyone can eat and drink and enjoy the good that results from all His work, it's a gift of God. Do you hear that phrase? Being able to enjoy the good things that the Lord allowed you to get or be a part of, that's a gift. Having a bunch of money does not assure that you'll enjoy any of it. Having the biggest house in the state does not assure that you will enjoy living in that house. You can have a $1 million automobile, but you can be in such a dark place in your mind and such a bad place with God and with other people that you got it, but you don't enjoy anything. People are so miserable, they want to kill themselves. They want to get out of here. Part of the blessing is the power to enjoy it. Hallelujah. And now you can't really enjoy it without His presence. Huh? In the presence of the Lord, there's fullness of joy. And at His right hand, that's close to Him, there are pleasures forevermore. He's the one that gives you the ability. I want to talk in tongues right now to try to describe it, but this is so big. There's not enough money. There's not enough stuff. There's not enough natural success to give any human being on the planet that deep satisfaction and joy and peace that they're looking for. Yeah. There is not. There is not. You cannot have it without the blessing. But with the blessing, you can have it with or without the stuff. Paul said in Philippians, he said, I've learned no matter what, if I got it or if I don't, to be content and happy. Amen. That's when he said, I can do all things through the anointed one who strengthens me. Now he just got through saying they had sent him multiple offerings and he had everything he needed, but he wanted them to know, I've learned how no matter what I've got in the natural, I'm still enjoying being with the Lord. I'm enjoying life with Him. Why? Because it's not dependent on that. And when that happens, you stop being unstable. Up, down, up, down. Elated and depressed, depending on if I can get what I want. Now, this is true with all of us. Every one of us. If you let the enemy, he will always have you reaching for something you don't have, thinking you can't be happy until you get that. And if you get it, guess what comes next? There will be something else, come on, y'all with me, that you've got to have to be happy and content, or else you just can't be satisfied and you're miserable until you do. And if you were to get it, guess what's going to happen the very next? It's going to be something else. Yeah. And what he intends is that you are miserable, unsatisfied, unhappy, no matter how much you got, no matter what you've got, no matter what's going on, there's always something else I need. Lies. Deception. You know what you need? Thank God Christ got it for you, so you have it. The blessing of the Lord. Yes. That makes you rich. Yes. That.
Yes,
without the car, without the house, you already rich. Come on, y'all with me or not? That makes you rich.
Yes.
And no amount of toil, one translation says, adds anything to it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God,
who gives me